The Elite Diner is closing. There's no way around that.
I hate it. I really do. I'm with a lot of people. We just hate to see it close, you know, but there's just can't stop progress, I guess.
Waitress Kathy Faust seems to speak for everyone at the diner, employees and regulars alike. Although you're still met with smiling faces when you step into this 1950s diner car, there's a sense of sadness, of grief, hanging in the air. The Elite Diner, which has been an Urbana landmark since 1983, is being forced to move because of the final phase of the Champaign County Courthouse expansion.
I think if we could have continued on and had a restaurant somewhere else in Champaign, Urbana, anywhere, I think we would have had the same customers come in. I think we could, the restaurant has its own personality and the food. If we were to do that somewhere else, it's not just the building. You know, there's more to it than that. There are people that are involved, and, you know, people from the neighborhood. And I'm going to cry. But it's true, you know, there is so much involved with the business.
But this is not the end of the Elite Diner, just the end of the Elite Diner in Urbana. The vintage diner car has been sold, and the plan is to move it out to Homer, where it will reopen under the old Elite name. In 1999, Champaign County bought the lots east of the county courthouse, which housed, among other things, a Subway sandwich shop, a donut shop, a laundromat, and the Elite Diner. Since the diner only leased the land they were on, they had no real say in what was to happen to them. Today, the diner is surrounded by construction fences and seems dwarfed under the shadow of the recently opened courthouse addition. When the diner car does move away in mid-July, everything left will be cleared to make way for courthouse parking and landscaping. Out of all the businesses that were torn down near this corner of Elm and Vine, it seems that none has caused more heartache to the local population than the closing of the Elite.
Oh, they're sad. They're sad to see it close, of course. That just kind of sums it up. Everybody's sad to see it close.
That's Todd Fitton, general manager of the diner. He's worked here for the last 12 and a half years. He knows how much people enjoy and depend on the diner.
I have one in particular guy that will come here in the afternoon, anywhere from 11 o'clock till 4 when we close. He'll come in here 5 times and order an iced tea or a Pepsi or a coffee and pay for it each 5 times. He's just, you know, it's just like going to the vending machine and getting a pop. I mean, he comes here and gets something to drink and hangs out with all the other customers.
The diner car itself is quite small, housing just a grill, food prep stand, and drink fountain behind the counter that runs just about the full length of the car, curving into the entrance of the back building. Against the windows are about half a dozen booths. The back building holds just as many booths and a few tables where the regulars sit. On the menu are the sorts of burgers and breakfasts you would expect at a place like this. Some people, like David and Sharon Wallace, have been coming to the diner frequently for years. They're finishing up a late breakfast, which, as the sign on the outside says, is served all day, and are paying for their bill at the front counter. They say that since the closing was announced, they have been stopping by 4 or 5 times a week.
We're kind of upset that it's closing, really, because Urbana really doesn't have any really good places to eat, and this happens to be one of the better places. And as Kathy pointed out, the atmosphere in here is fantastic. We know the people, and people kind of gather and they have a good time, as well as have a good meal. So it's something that we're going to really miss here in Urbana.
Wallace feels that the closing of the diner not only affects those who come here, but the whole downtown.
I'm extremely upset that this place is leaving. I mean, Urbana is sitting there always saying, well, we need, you know, businesses, thriving businesses in here. We see Bergner's leaving. We see a lot of other stores leaving and empty shops and that. But we have a thriving business right here. We should do everything we can to keep this business going so I can have my French toast.
Some of the regulars say they might visit the diner once or twice when it moves, but that would be just to see it in its new location. Most of them agree that the 20-odd miles it takes to drive to Homer would be a little far for their daily cup of coffee. The Elite's diner car has a long history in Champaign-Urbana. In 1954, it opened as the Chuck Wagon on the northwest corner of Neal and Springfield in Champaign. Bob Dye ordered the dining car from the Mountain View Diner Company of New Jersey in the early 1950s and had it shipped to town. The Elite Diner resembles other Mountain View diners that are still used around the country today. And like most diner cars, as Dye points out, It has always been a popular place to eat.
We had them lined up first day we opened, clear down the street, and then stayed that way pretty well till I sold it 20 years later.
The Chuck Wagon, besides being a bit of a local legend, also has another claim to fame. It was the 14th Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise in the country. In fact, during the diner's opening, Colonel Harlan Sanders came by, got behind the counter, and fried chicken. Although Dye closed the Chuck Wagon in 1976, he still has feelings for the diner.
Well, you hate to see anything bad happen to it after all the years we put into it, but you got to move on sometimes.
After it was the Chuck Wagon, the diner car moved to Villa Grove and was, for a few years, a donut shop. In 1983, the car was sold again and brought to Urbana and attached to a former automotive garage. And that's where it is now. General Manager Todd Fitton says that they did look into moving the Elite Diner again to another location in Champaign-Urbana, but the costs would have been too high.
You know, when we looked at doing the move, whether it was keeping our diner and kind of doing the same thing we have here, or building a 100% all-new, brand-new diner, it was anywhere in the neighborhood of $600,000 to $750,000, including land costs, and it's a little steep. It's a little steep. I mean, you know, we know what the market is, and you know, and what we've been able to do over the past years.
The dining car is starting to show its age a bit. There's quite a bit of rust around the sleek red trim. The clock atop the diner doesn't work. The outside panels have a few dents in them and have lost some of their shine. But as waitress Kathy Faust explains, the charm of the diner is as strong as ever.
I think people come in that have gone to the Chuck Wagon when they were kids, and there's a nostalgia, you know, about it, and all over in the United States now, or even all over the world, people want to go back to a slower time. But the food's good and the entertainment's great. People get to know each other in here, and if they didn't know each other when they started coming in, then they make friends, and I see that a lot. And I've waited on the same people every day. I feed them breakfast. You know, for 12 years, I'll miss them.
Since the closing was announced, the Elite Diner has reduced its business hours. They now only stay open until 4 in the afternoon. The diner is planning to close down in Urbana sometime in early to mid-July. I'm Jason Croft.